loses him, she won't ever trust anybody else down here either. Goblin used almost the same language as Mergen had when I stopped to visit again. He found Mergen's advice fully excellent. Grab Fat Boy by his prong and never let go. Give him a little squeeze once in a while to keep him smiling. I've probably said it before, you're one cynical mudsucker. It's all those years of watching out for one eye that done it to me. I was a sweet, innocent young thing when I joined this outfit, not unlike yourself. You were born wicked and cynical, Goblin chuckled. How much stuff do you think you need to collect before we go up the hill? How long do you think it'll take? It won't take forever if Suvrin cooperates. Never, ever forget that you don't have long. I can't emphasize that enough. Soulcatcher is coming. You've never seen her when she's all worked up. The Kielanae wars don't count. He must have seen something extreme. He was determined to pound the point home. The Kielanae wars don't count. She was just entertaining herself with those. I forced myself to make the visit I had been avoiding. The Daughter of Night wore ankle shackles. She resided inside an iron cage heavily impregnated with spells that caused ever-increasing agony as their victim moved farther away. She could escape, but that would hurt. If she pushed it hard enough, she would die. It appeared that every possible step had been taken to keep her under control, except the lethal step reason urged me to take. I had no more motive for keeping her alive, except that I had given my word. The men all took turns being exposed to her, in pairs, at mealtimes and such. Sara had not been lax. She appreciated the danger the girl represented. My first glimpse left me stricken with envy. Despite her disadvantages, she had kept herself beautiful, looking much like her mother in a fresher body. But something infinitely older and darker looked out through her pretty blue eyes. For a moment, she struck me not as the Daughter of Night, but as the darkness itself. She did have plenty of time to commune with her spiritual mother. She smiled as though aware of the serpents of dark temptation slithering the black corridors of my mind. I wanted to bed her. I wanted to murder her. I wanted to run away begging for mercy. It took an exercise of will to remind myself that Kina and her children were not evil in the sense that Northerners or even my Vedna co-religionists understood evil. Nevertheless, she was the darkness. I stepped back, tossed the tent flap open so my ally, Daylight, could come inside. The girl lost her smile. She backed to the far side of her cage. I could think of nothing to say. There was really nothing we could say to one another. I had no inclination to gloat and little news of the world outside to report, which might motivate her to do something besides wait. She had her spiritual mother's patience, that was sure. A blow from behind rocked me. I clawed at my stubby little sword. White wings mussed my nattily arranged hair. Talons dug into my shoulder. The Daughter of Night stared at the white crow and revealed real emotion for the first time in a long time. Her confidence wavered. Fear leaked through. She pressed back against the bars.